allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public Selectmen's meeting at 7 o'clock, Monday, July 10th. All selectmen are present. I'm going to start off with, I want to let the public know that our last meeting, we discussed a proposal for the sale of Exit 3 property. With my understanding of 4114A, which we had already done and that procedure had happened, I thought we could go publicly with that and move forward as selectmen. Obviously, any sale or acquisition of property can be conducted non-publicly. So the information disclosed doesn't get out to the general public until we have something signed, which we did not. We do have to follow 4114A, which will consist of the selectmen going to the planning board and the conservation commission for advisory on the subject. And also, we'll have to have two public hearings under 4114A. If we have no opposition with a petition of up to 50 residents, we will not have to have a special town meeting. So I just wanted to make that clear. If somebody files a petition against the proposal, gets 50 signatures, we'd have to have a special town meeting. If we don't, we have to have two public hearings 7 days after it's posted, and between 10 and 14 after for the second one. Okay, so I just want to make that clear. My fault, I should have understood the warrant article that we voted on again in March a little better, because it was written there, 4114A. Everybody, attorneys and everyone is still confused. I think we already did all that, but we're gonna do it again. So with that out of the way, we called the meeting to order. We will approve the previous minutes from June 26th, 17. So everything is here. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
I have some corrections.
Okay. Let's see if Mr. Dan has corrections.
Yep.
Page 5.
Okay.
Option A should say 225,000.
Yep.
And option B is 375,000.
Okay.
From WDS. Also, when you go down to item 3.
Yep.
Where we got here? Fee for 3 years, which will be equivalent to the taxes, that should be removed because that was not in the first proposal.
Yes, it was.
It's not printed out.
Yeah, we've already discussed all this.
I'm not. We're talking about the minutes.
Okay.
Let's not.
I'm pretty sure, Russ, it's right here. You had it in front of you.
This is what we had in front of us right here.
This is what we had right there.
This is what we had right here. It was handed to us that night.
I think we everybody got a copy of this. But anyway.
Okay.
So do you want me to just strike that sentence? Or no?
It doesn't really, it's irrelevant at this point.
It's the minutes. It's minutes.
Well,
minutes.
Maybe you heard something that
This is what was passed out right here.
I just put it because he hand wrote it in. That's why I added
She wrote, she did the minutes. If that's what's on the tape, that's what she wrote in the minutes.
I don't think that's in the tape, but
this is
the
form that you gave to us that evening, right here.
That was my notes that I gave to you, that I shared with you. That is my notes that I shared with you.
Well, they So let me see what you're talking about.
This is the rough, no, I'm not going to, this is mine.
Because then it's got to be, you explained that before.
Okay, then this here is what all I have to go by.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at correcting this, which should be in the minutes as it is printed here.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
So strike that. You're saying strike that sentence?
Right.
Okay.
Why?
I mean, you can put that down afterwards and said that Mr. Robey's comments on three was this, because I'm going to go to four where his comments were also. Those should go down after the proposal.
That's why I did, I wrote it and italicized it, because we did have discussion.
This is what should be printed, and then any comments after it.
Okay.
She did it per comment, I think.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's why I italicized it, so it would be, yeah, so it was the comment that.
Whatever, it's a form.
No, I mean, this is the form.
However you guys want.
This is the form that was given to us. It's all it is.
Okay, that's fine.
Those are my notes that I shared with you, and I just explained that to you 15 minutes ago, how you got that.
What, this is what was given, that's fine, but this is what was given to us. And if those are your notes, we never saw.
No, excuse me. This is, after we discussed this 2 weeks ago, I came in with this and we discussed it, and the board gave me direction to go to Bat Mayor's office and write a purchase and sales agreement. We've been back and forth between the town and the purchasers with sales agreements. That's what we worked on this evening.
That's what you talked about this evening, yes.
That's what we worked on earlier this evening.
Confidential.
Right. And then at the bottom five, they are going to invest this money hoping to find a user. Who was making that statement?
On number five?
Just under five. The paragraph. They are going to invest this money hoping to find a user, which they probably will.
He's talking about the first sentence after number five and after the italic.
That would be me, I would say.
Yeah.
But I just should be, you know, stating it at that point.
Yep, yes, okay. Gotcha.
And then on page six, halfway down, just a duplication. Important. Very important, and it has sat long enough. And it has sat long enough. Just a duplication of that, that's all. That is.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it.
So do I have a motion?
I move to accept the minutes as amended.
As amended by Mr. Dan. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes accepted as amended. Department reports, Highway Department. First, Mr. Lewis.
Okay, the month of June, we had cleanup from various thunderstorms. We've had a lot of thunderstorms, but the town's lucked out, actually. I mean, most towns around us have had all kinds of problems, but we haven't. You know, the usual washouts, trees with about every one of them, but other than that, we've been real fortunate. Culvert cleaning due to beaver activity, they pretty much slacked off. There's only one or two spots left that are bothering.
Lazy beavers.
They get tired, I guess, as summer wears on. Grading's done on Curry Road and Podunk Road. That was due to thunderstorms. And patching was done as needed. And that was about it. I did have a question on a street light that appeared on Donovan Road. A new street light that someone put up that was brought to my attention. And I called public service and they said the resident is paying for it, and they were told to get permission from the town before public service put it up. And I have yet to find, I don't know if any of the board members gave permission for it or not, but I know I didn't. Dave Murray said he didn't. It's lighting a parking lot that was put on the edge of Donovan Road. Public service did say if it's objectionable, they can put a cover on part of it so it only lights. They put one on one side of the pole to light the parking lot in the business, and then they put another one out on the street side. They said they can put a cover on the street side so it doesn't cast all over the neighborhood. So I guess it's a decision, the board wants me to have them put a cover on it. One of the neighbors, you know, does light up their whole yard too, so.
I'm gonna make a comment on that, because this poor gentleman on, not Patton Hill, was it Chester Road or whatever, who had to just, who jumped through hoops to get his approved, and we had to go back and forth. In my opinion, it's not fair that somebody just sticks one up, and I'm not a big one for, you know, rules, laws, all, you know, a permit to have a goat. But to me, that is not fair. I'll tell you, I'd say take the thing down until he or she does the proper procedure.
I'm just thinking we should just have a very simple procedure with public service. If somebody requests a light, it's just a simple come to the board of selectmen, hold the neighbors first, you know, before you give permission. So if the neighbor doesn't want their yard lit up by someone else's light, you know, and then go from there. It doesn't have to be a big process.
Right.
Just this is the way it should work.
Is that on a public service pole?
No, they had their own pole put up, but then it's on an arm over the town road.
So it's in the right of way.
It's in the right of way. The light itself is in the right of way. The pole, however, is not.
But either was the other one, and that gentleman went through the proper procedure, and it sounds to me like public service thinks that this, or inform this person, please check with the town, and the person chose not to.
Either that, or just said it's okay, and.
Well, none of us said it's okay, I don't think.
Is that at the kennel?
It's right at the kennel.
Oh, okay.
So, it's right at the end of the driveway. They've got a parking area they put on the side of the road there, and they're lighting the parking area with the light. But it also sheds over the whole thing. But they can shield it, she said, so it only does the end of the driveway. It doesn't cast out into the neighborhood. So I thought I'd bring it to the board. Because I think, you know, this is twice in 1 year we've dealt with streetlights, and maybe we should just
get a policy. I don't like policies.
Well, if nobody calls,
you
can have all the procedures in the world.
Right.
We need something to handle.
Enforcement,
I think public service to contact the town, not the resident. You know, like say that our contact for streetlights would say, you know, we have a request for light at such and such a location.
But we can't control the lights that aren't in the right of way.
Oh no, but this one is specifically over the road.
So if they took it and put it on the other side of the pole.
They already have one on the other side. They put one up. If you look at it, there's one this way, one this way.
I hear you.
And the one on their side is one of those that doesn't light up the whole area. It just lights, sheds down.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's considerate. I guess if I were a neighbor, I might be upset.
You guys want to just take a look at it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess we
that's
ought
to
request
idea.
Public service to contact the town before they put a street light over the right of way.
Right. And that was the message we got from them on the Brown Road one when that one first started.
Right.
And then
we'll request public service to do that. And I guess we'll have to talk to them.
Just go up and have a look at it and see what you think and what we should do about it. Then the only other thing is the usual spring rash of stealing street signs. We've lost quite a few in the last month. And it happens every spring around the same time of year. So I'll just buy some new ones and get them up.
Yeah, I thought we just replaced a whole bunch. Didn't we just buy a lot of new
ones? That was last year. Same time last year.
Has it been a whole year? Oh my God.
And believe me, I do everything to try to prevent that from happening. They'll take a hacksaw and cut around them. You name it, they'll do it. So. They want it, they'll get it.
Thank you for the quick cleanup on Jane Drive. After one of those storms, it was a little bit kind of gravelly.
Yeah, I got a little gravel out there. Yeah, a lot of roads did after that one.
Thank you.
But we've been lucky. A little bit of gravel, a little sweeping is pretty easy compared to a lot of towns. So.
Anything else for Mr. Lowside? Is anybody going to do some trimming, mowing, and trimming?
Yeah, it's probably going to be me this year. You can't find anybody to mow roadside, so I'm going to do it myself.
I say we get the goats.
Sue can hurt them while she's on.
Here we go.
Should we investigate a mower?
I'll either use one of mine or get one. Oh, a nice arm one? Sure, go ahead.
Do you have a tractor to run it?
Yeah.
They're expensive.
I know.
I'm going to look around.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
See what's going to work best for us.
It'd probably be an investment, and we'd have it.
You won't get your raise, but we'll have the mower.
Oh, I was getting a raise?
Yeah. Oh, no. Stick around.
I know better than that.
Yeah, really.
All right, Dennis, thank you.
Yep.
Next up is the police report.
Good evening.
Good, sir. Just giving you a quick update on Jane Drive and what I got from Southern New Hampshire Planning.
Yeah, my road is very popular tonight.
Lead right into that. Apparently, we had a concern about Jane Drive. We spoke about it a few meetings ago, I think it was. Basically, Southern New Hampshire Planning went up, did a study, and found that there's not a speed problem on Jane Drive. And they recommended doing nothing. Leave it as is, that people are basically obeying the prima facie speed limit of 35 on that road.
Certainly.
So I'm going to defer to the recommendation not recommend that we do anything up there. We haven't had any residents, I haven't got any phone calls. It's the one that Mike called me about, a resident had one concern up there, but it's been no reported.
Is that what stemmed this?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I talked to the citizen, she was very happy about that. Appreciated. What? I talked to the citizen, she was very happy about it and appreciated the promptness of it, so.
Yeah, they were great. I was grateful they came out. They took care of it. They were pretty efficient and,
yeah.
And whatnot. So looks like we can put that one to bed.
Thank you.
Update on High Street, I did speak to Kevin King. And the state will be taking down that dead tree up by 892. It's just down from the store on the opposite side. Mm. A bit. They're going to take care of that any time now. So after July 4th, they were kind of busy with a few things. And now with these storms, so it's on their agenda. I'm waiting to hear back from the town attorney on the South Road issue on that. So we'll give that a little more time, but we can talk about it. Get more IRS scams. I figured I'd maybe give the phone number, since some residents don't have a computer, and they can report these scams. The IRS is encouraging us to have residents report it to both the police department, so we kind of know the trends in town, what's going on, and to them, so they can take action. So if I could get that in the minutes, the number to report, it's 1-800-366-4484, 1-800-366-4484, or if you hit the email, if someone has a computer, it's phishing@irs.gov. You can go to that website and report the phone numbers of the activity there. And we're in the process of becoming trained to administer Narcan. If we've touched upon it, that's in the works. And some of us took the online class. It's a prerequisite to the hands-on training that Bob Hannett and John Seidner are putting together for us. So hopefully we'll get that done here in the near future. And that's about it.
Any questions for the Chief of Police?
Can I just ask, how much did this cost Southern New Hampshire to come and do all this? I mean, maybe it wasn't a direct cost, but somebody's paying for it.
They didn't charge us a penny, so I...
Comes out of our dues?
That's going to say we have dues or something, okay. Right? I knew there was some talk.
All right, just curious about that.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank
you.
Fire Department.
First of all, Smokey Bear says it's moderate today. So just let people know that. They've done regular truck and building maintenance, but the big thing that they had was a control burn at Copart on a Saturday. It went very well. when you, they had some Explorer Scouts that participated in it, and seeing how the teams work, how if it was in a real situation, this was controlled, it was monitored, because there's professional people from Concord that were there. But I mean, it's keeping just the hose lines out of the way for people. You know, I mean, it is a process. And it was a hot day, and we had, out of, I think it's stationed in Rockingham, it's to help monitor the firemen when they come out of the building to see where their pulse rate is, their heart rate, everything, and they can't go back in until they're normalized. So it's a safety factor, and it doesn't cost town anything, and it's a new program that's been put on by this, I think it covers Rockingham County and other towns, and Auburn was participated with this controlled burn. Again, EMS is the most frequent calls. But we've got one heck of a fire department there that is willing to work and do a good job. That's it.
Any questions for Mr. Dent? Building department, Mr. Murray is on an excused absence this evening. I'll do his report. New permits for the month of June was 32. Inspections performed was 109. Permit fees to date is half of what it was last year, exactly half. And same for year to date, half. Just a little more, a little better than half. So, but he's still busy. 32 inspections last June, 32 this June. Any questions? Not many of them. A lot of little permits. Solid waste?
No report.
No report, second month in a row?
He was on vacation.
Any other departments or anything, Mr. Komisar?
Yeah, I'd like to note that Dave Murray and I met with a representative of Eversource about the light for the skateboard park. I know Dick's been asking about that. And this was a different representative, and we came to the conclusion that it would actually be less expensive in the long run if we set our own pole and come off of this power right there at the shed. So I talked with Dave, and Dave said he would be happy to get a price on a pole, and this way we can't have LED if they do it, but if we have our own pole, we can do LED. Plus when the woman Raina came, she just looked at it. She goes, "It's going to be a lot cheaper for you guys in the long run just to do your own thing." So we talked about it. So that's where we're going now. We're going to get our own pole, and we'll get a Mark Hetzel put a light up, and so that's where we are with that.
Very good. Do you have a location for that, Mr. Komisar?
Yeah, we do. It's on the other side. It's on the shed side of the skateboard park.
Very good. That's it for department reports. Any other? Anybody got anything? This reads the board to reappoint Carla Penfield as trustee of the trust fund. That's not a reappointment. Carla has graciously volunteered to step up and become a trustee of the trust fund, which we've been looking for somebody for almost since right after elections when Carol Topa got done. So Carla is going to fill in for her spot, if that's what we want, for I think it's 2 more years, or it's been 2 years in March. So
do you need a motion on that?
We do need a motion to consider Carla. She says the letter here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll make that motion if you'd like.
I'll second.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Colin.
Yay. And she still has to get sworn in, right?
Yeah, you'll have to get sworn in. Thank you very much. All right, next on the agenda is the board to decide on a date to meet with Carol Granfield of Municipal Resources. That's the lady that did our work for our employee evaluation and some that sort of thing. So we need to pick a time. It's probably going to be a lengthy conversation, lengthy discussion. She probably has a lot to offer us. I hope she has a lot to offer us. We paid her a reasonable amount of money.
And this has to be non-public, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. We're dealing with public, with employees.
Okay.
And
at least an hour.
We need to get our ducks in a row. So I thought an afternoon would be well spent time for me. And I really.
I'd like to get it before we get into the budget.
Oh, we're going to do it.
I mean, I just really want to get this done.
Well, that was the whole intent here. Yeah. She's done a pretty, I think it's been 8 weeks. Yeah. Since we sent her off on her.
So.
Would people be okay with 4:30 next Monday or something like that? Or do you want to do it earlier than that?
I'll do it anytime. I'll do it anytime. I'll make it work.
Does that work for people?
Yeah, I'll do it anytime because it's a priority to me.
Well,
so I will. You want to?
We put this out to email there a few days ago, and everybody had a different.
Yeah.
Well, we thought,
Monday at 4:30 works for me. Works for Mark.
So Monday, July 17th at 4:30. Is that okay with people?
Andrea, you're gone.
No,
and then Tuesday is the election?
The week after.
Yeah. The week
the
after.
The 25th.
See, I don't have my
camera. 8 days from that.
So right, Monday,
so
the 17th?
A week from today, yeah, at 4:30.
4:30. Can you call Carol and see if she can do that for us, please? We'll do that. Monday at 4:30. All right. Board to authorize payment of payroll checks and accounts payable. Mark, would you do that, please?
Yep. Weekly payroll and accounts payable. Payroll manifest, the 6th of July, $18,179.63. 13th of July 2017, $15,473.41. Payroll subtotal, $33,653.04. Accounts payable, 6th of July 2017, $828,477.22, of which $800,000 went to the school. 13th of July, $10,832.49 for an accounts payable subtotal of $839,309.71. Grand total, $872,962.75.
Second it. I'll move it.
Moved by Mr. Dan. Motion to pay the bills. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Komazak. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. One thing under other business for the fire department here. Grant portion, 700 should be credited as far as July. Okay. They had a matching grant?
No.
This wasn't a matching grant?
No. Oh, no, no, he was asking if this is from last week, but that's, this is different.
What are we talking about?
Remember, we had the public meeting last week on grants.
No.
But that damage, it's going to be the second, it's going to be in the second quarter.
Oh, okay.
This is something, this is about the 50-50 match.
Had a matching grant. And we got back $736.61, which they had taken out of their forestry line to pay. They had to pay. So they'd like it credited back for the forestry line item in the town operating budget as opposed to going in the general fund, which is legally done, just like the FEMA check. Formerly, the grant portion should be credited to the operating budget that be voted on by the Board of Selectmen. I would also request that when the Board of Selectmen vote to accept the quarterly grant, that they accept a $10,000 donation made by Candia Volunteer Firefighters Association. This donation purchased hydraulic rescue system, which includes the generator, hydraulic hoses, spreader tool, and cutting tool. These tools are used primarily to extract or cut a patient out of a vehicle. So that's on the next quarterly grant?
Yes.
That $10,000?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
Well, we can move the 736
tonight. We need to move the 736 into the general operating budget.
No, into the fire department budget.
Yeah.
Out of it,
into
yeah.
their general yeah. operating budget.
Budget, the yeah. fire department.
The forestry right. line. Yeah.
Forestry line.
Right.
So do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
In a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
One quick note on the quarterly grants last 2 weeks ago is the fire department, Firemen's Association donated about $6,000 to the town through they bought equipment and that was a donation. That comes from they solicit donations through mailer and cruise night over there at their first stop, Mr. Young pretty much runs that. And I think that generated about $3,000 to the Firemen's Association, which it's his choice to do what he wants to do with that money. He donates it to the association, and the association donates it to the town. So, just so people know where that donations came from. All right, any other business? Mr. Komisar?
I do not.
Mrs. Young? Mr. Dan?
I'd like to see the agendas come back to published on Thursday afternoons and put on the internet instead of Fridays. Last year they were all done on Thursdays to give us that extra time.
We'll consider that. Sorry.
Pardon?
I'll consider that.
Can't the board request that?
Does the board request that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't care one way or the other as long as we have it by Friday. But I like to have it here so I know what we're doing and our meetings don't go on till 10:30 or so because we used to add stuff in because it wouldn't make the agenda. So I'm not opposed to getting it Friday and having it here instead of getting it Thursday and then having stuff added at the meeting, but that's up to the rest of the board. It's not a big deal.
If it's not on the Thursday meeting, it's not on the agenda.
We used to bring up a lot of stuff that didn't make the agenda.
Well, we can't do it. I don't, you know, whatever.
Whatever you guys want. That's not a battle for me.
It doesn't matter to me one way. When I look at these agendas that we've been having, I mean, I don't look at it and say, gee, if I would have only had it on Thursday, I would have had 24. That's not a thought that I've had, but it's a thought that Russ has had, so I think we should consider it, if it's practical.
Whatever works with the office.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you, guys.
Do you want to try to do that, and then if the lot comes up on Friday, are you open to her changing it if it needs to be, or once it's posted, is it posted?
I think we have plenty of times. We've got 1.5 weeks to have it. That's all. It worked last year.
I don't have a strong feeling one way or another on it.
Take it under advisement. If it works out, it works out. Just gives Andrew, I think, another day to get stuff together.
It gives myself a day to gather the information.
Yep.
as...
And the request.
The chairman and the request, and Friday afternoon, post it when she leaves for work.
Before she leaves.
And if something comes up between Thursday afternoon and Friday noon time, we can get it on the agenda. But you tell me whatever you want to do, I don't care.
I don't care. It's just not...
Pretty much. Because if nobody tells me what to do, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Let's just flip a coin and decide. We've got other things to worry about, I think. It's just my idea.
Russ, is this something you're really hot on? Is this something you're really hot on?
Well, it just gives us an extra day is what it amounts to.
But for instance, if we, when I look at this agenda, or I look at the agenda we had 2 weeks or 2 weeks before, personally, if I have the 24 hours that I have between Thursday and Friday, look at this agenda, approve previous minutes, departmental reports, the board to appoint Carla, the board to decide the time to meet Carol Granfield, and the board to authorize payment of payroll. There's nothing that goes through my mind that says, yeah, I need 24 hours to somehow further understand what this agenda says or to prepare myself. So I've never had that thought. But if
it's something you want to do,
when you bring up this, it's that non-public meeting. I would love to have had time to hear. It was Saturday morning, and had no idea of what that was going to get to covering. So that's the type of thing.
But the agenda wouldn't have helped you on that.
Sure it did. It had the RSA and the number.
Yeah,
of what
but
we
if
were
he didn't look the number up, he wouldn't know.
I could have called the office.
Well, you had all day today.
Huh?
You had all day today.
No, I work too. So what are you going to do?
All right.
That's fine.
That's
you know?
Just not a big deal.
How about this? How about we split the baby here? If there is a non...
Well, now wait a minute, Mark. You can't do that. Come on,
no.
Strike that.
Why don't we do
minutes,
this?
Please.
If there is a non-public, if there's something non-public, can there be an effort to have it done by 3 p.m. on Friday, on Thursday? If it's a regular agenda, normal time. How's that?
It's fine with me.
Yeah, that's a nice. Is that a good compromise?
Okay. The only thing I have. Are you all set, Russ?
Well, I have one other question. I don't know if any of the board members have seen any tax money for the gravel that's been hauled off of that site on exit 3.
No, that'll be next year that we'll get.
Why?
Because that's how they do it.
Do we know how much gravel has been taken off of that site at this point? Who's keeping track of it?
No, I would say it's kept track of by the contractor. I think that's his responsibility. It's like paying income tax. You claim what you earn, or you pay for what you take. At the end of the year, you file the form, maybe.
Maybe.
That's how it's done, I'm certain.
Well, I'd like to have a direct answer on it.
Well,
next meeting.
I would take that for an answer, Russ.
Well, you just said maybe. Well, assumptions are not...
Let's think about this logically. When they did the engineering, we know how many yards of material
was taken from it. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Right. So there should be a correlation between the amount of material that's being taken and the number of yards.
Nobody knows how much they're going to use on site.
Right, but in general terms,
though,
you've
taken off the property. That's been sold one way or the other. That's all I'm asking.
I'm going to step out on a limb here.
Yep. You go ahead.
And I don't know, it's my perception that you're not feeling good about the Irving Station or anything to do with what they're doing there, what they'd like to do at other places. That's my personal opinion. It seems like Mr. Dan, you're a little bit focused on that, which you have every right to be. I know that we have people, individuals who owe us money for timber taxes that they haven't paid. I think Scott was absolutely correct that they make an estimate when they're doing the engineering. I guess we can't probably police them any more than we police anybody else. And I'm feeling a little bit uneasy about your attitude towards that company or property or whatever and what they're involved in. And I don't know if that's the way we want to go.
There's too many assumptions. I'm looking for facts.
But that's fact, what I told you. That's done by the contractor, and that's an honor system. And Dennis, you got something to add to that?
Yeah, what we do with the town pit, which you know is in Auburn.
Yes.
So we have to pay the town of Auburn tax for the sand we take out of our pit. And we just file it in April every year.
Does anybody come and watch you?
No one comes and watches.
That's what I just said.
They trust.
And there's a form we fill out in April from the town of Auburn sends us the form.
How many yards?
Which they didn't this year for some reason. But anyway, that's how we do it. So it's, even though we take, so if we were over there now hauling out 2,000 yards of sand, we would pay, file and pay next April.
All right.
So
that's what I just said.
That's the way it works with us, with the town of Auburn. So.
Yeah, it's a trust. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a trust thing myself. But and I think that company, if you look at what they charge,
I'm not. Our police, see, you've jumped to some conclusions.
I said that. I said I'm making an assumption, and it's my personal assumption.
I have never. All I'm saying is, there's. Mr. Roby had said before. There is a fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have asked now, how is that accumulated?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so everybody jumps to conclusions that I hate people.
No.
I am here to look for Candia. Right. That's what I want, and that's what it amounts to.
Well,
if come April, if that's when they have to settle, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
I think Russ has a valid point. I mean, and you can, an engineer, we should have some idea of how many yards of material are coming off of a site.
But let's do it everywhere. We can't go 2 and 3 or 4 months without a report from the recycling center. I mean,
Let's go on. You know, it's the same with the timber tax.
You're right.
They cut logs.
Yeah, who believes who?
The lumber goes to the mill. It gets scaled. The forester or the person cutting the wood sends a tally to the town, they pay a tax. It's a system that's an honorable system. That's how it works.
The question or the problem I have, when I ask a question, people get upset because I ask a question. You've been associated with this. I've been here 1 year, and I ask some questions, and everybody gets upset and jumps off on them.
Nobody's upset.
You know? I disagree.
What about that site in Raymond that was hauling out? This goes back a number of years. It was a pit, but they were hauling out from Candia side. Did we ever get taxes on that?
No.
So how much is it?
2 cents a yard.
2 cents a yard. So.
No, I'm not.
I think that Russ, that if you, when they came to the planning board, I think, and they had their blasting permit, there's some, and Carlos says, well, you don't know how much you're going to use on site, but somebody can kind of, in general, look at that and say, well, probably about this and this phase, this and that phase, and you could probably should account for it. Yeah, I understand your question,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's a valid thing. How is something accounted for, and are we getting the money that we have coming to us?
Right.
You know?
And if we're going to do that, we ought to do everything else.
Right timber across tax, the board.
And everything else that goes along with it. So who's going to go out and scale the lumber when it's going on the truck headed down the road?
Right.
I don't have time for that.
Right.
Just like I don't have time to go over there and count the loads
off-site
at the Irving station.
Right. But if, just for instance, if you had...
When they get all done, Scott,
yeah.
Reputable businessmen and companies, they account for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take the slips at the end of the week and put down, we hauled so many yards of material, this kind of material, that kind of material, that kind of material, off of that site, and it'll be accounted for.
Right.
Unless we want to pay Stantec to go over there and count loads.
No, we're not going to count loads. But I'm just saying there is a way that if somebody was interested that they could kind of look at that and say, well, gee, this is a... about how much material is being generated. This is about what the tax should be. So if somebody took an interest in that and wanted to look at that, then I think you'd be welcome to do that. Do that analysis to kind of double to.
If you have the time.
Yeah, the plans are right there in the office.
at the plans, look at the topo, look at the grade, do the math. So many answers.
No, that's, you know, it's a question that Scott agrees that we are owed some type of reimbursement. When will that be is what I asked, and you said in April.
Dennis said in April. I said that they account for it once a year.
That's when we do ours.
I wasn't sure. It is, it, the state requires the permit by April.
All right, so that was a good question.
Anything else?
Just quickly, election in 15 days, special election here, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Other selectmen, please let me know what your times will be that day.
Sounds to me like everybody has to be here all day long, from what I read.
Only some people.
Yeah, because I call the state. That's not accurate.
No. Just let me know the time you can work.
No,
I'm going to be here. I'll be here for most of that. I know.
I will too.
So the chairman will be here for most, not all of it.
No, I'll be.
I actually have the entire day off. I will be here for most, if not all of that.
I did last time.
The important thing also is to be sure to be here for the close. That's all.
Yes.
So, cool. Thank you very much.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn unless the public has anything to offer. Mr. Stone.
I got three things from the meeting, from the minutes of the last meeting there. Scott was talking about something about public service, and then he talked about it again today. Is that the pole out there for the skateboard park?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The other thing that I had is a little thing that was at the end of the minutes that said that the steering committee was going to be meeting at 5:30. What steering committee is that?
The grant. That was the one with Carol Ogilvie.
That was
Carol Ogilvie.
Yeah, that was the grant. What was that called, Mr. Komisar? You
technical.
I got that. I did sit in on that meeting myself. Betty Sabian.
That was the Plan New Hampshire grant.
Rob Jones. That's the girl, Colleen Bolton. Four of us, three people that said they'd come, didn't come. So, and the next scheduled meeting is August 19th. I don't have my thing, but if I did, I could look that up. But it's August 19th. I'll check the time for you, Dick.
So have we received that grant?
Yes.
Has it been accepted?
Next quarter, probably.
Yeah, we haven't seen it now. Yeah, they were all here. Molly Donovan, Carol Ogilvie, and someone from UNH Cooperative Extension.
I think that was Molly. She's from UNH Cooperative Extension, okay. Yeah.
So I haven't seen anything in the minutes about the acceptance of the grant from Plan New Hampshire. And
that was Plan New Hampshire. Yes, it was there.
Okay. Well, I just was wondering, because I was looking at the application that you have to put in. It says $2,500 has to be spent first, and that was the money that we kicked in.
We did, yep.
And I presume that you would have to accept it before they spend the money.
I don't know if they've requested any. I don't think they've requested any payout yet, so.
It'll be next quarter, probably. I mean,
the third thing I had is at the last meeting, Carlton, you expressed the opinion that you were not, or the board didn't have to, the selectmen did not have to go through 4114A. For the record, has the board made that a formal decision?
No, I announced earlier
at the beginning of the meeting,
Mr. Snow, that I had not read the Warren article completely and understood it. We do have to follow 4114A. We do have to follow 4114A, and my apologies to having that public meeting 2 weeks ago that should have been conducted non-publicly and then gone through the process like we're going to continue moving forward.
Okay, I'm happy.
My apologies, I was mistaken. All right, do we have an entertaining motion? Oh, Mr. Sanborn.
Yeah, as long as Mike is here, I'll bring up a subject that he and I have discussed so many times before, Chester Road is getting to be a death trap. And the state of New Hampshire, within its infinite wisdom, has made it into a bike path, a walking path, and a running path. And people do it all day long. And we never fail to see people walking with their backs to the traffic. It should be the facing the traffic. And it's terrible. It's getting worse and worse every day. And I spoke to Mike about it. I know it's not Mike's fault. I'm not claiming it's Mike's fault. But I know some of the cruisers have come down sometimes and stopped in my brother-in-law's yard, out of sight. But you have to come earlier in the morning and later at night when the traffic is really at peak. And God only knows what's going to happen if this thing goes through down in Chester.
64 houses.
They're telling us that it's going to be at least 600 more traffic pieces a day on Chester Road. I'm here, so I thought a chance to bring it up and other people here besides Mike.
You can't legislate common sense.
No, you can't.
That's the trouble.
And that's one bad thing. You can't educate. Yeah. You can't teach stupidity.
Well, that's natural.
And that's what it is stupidity, the way they do it. But what can you do? You know, I know there's nothing you can do, but it's scary.
We can increase some enforcement down there. We're doing it on Chester Road. We got a complaint on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between the pond, a lot of people coming up. Yeah. Pardon?
What are we enforcing? I thought you said
there's too many
people walking the wrong way and riding their bikes. Are we enforcing that?
There's been a lot of speeding cars down there. Steve and I have spoken about that a few times.
Bad place is at the end of Chester Road onto Main Street. They come flying down over what we call Menner's Hill. A lot of people, old timers, know that from Menner's Hill. And it's not safe. I never stop at that stop sign. I slow down and I look, and if I don't see a sign of anybody coming, I speed out of there so that I don't get run into.
It's just Sam Moore with the police chief here.
That's the way you have to do it. Just bringing up a concern that a lot of people on Chester Road have.
I brought that concern up that you just mentioned, the Southern New Hampshire, who's doing a regional impact survey for the Crawley Woods. Because I had a concern, and Dennis and I met someone, we met the state DOT guys years ago.
Yeah.
To try to see if they could do something with that hill, with that knoll, because it is dangerous. And they said, no, there's no funds and we're not doing anything. And we can't charge the developer for it.
How many accidents have we had there in the last 30 years? I lived on Chester Road for 30 years and I got out every time. How many accidents have we had down there in the last 6 months or last year?
I don't know, look it up, but there's probably been a couple.
Really?
I know Charlie Wheeler reported today that someone went over his front yard. It was impossible. Almost an accident, and the guy went over his yard, but he didn't call the station. He told me about it today. He says, go look up my front yard. It was almost a collision down there, and the guy came from opposite side of Main Street, flew across into the wrong lane and over Charlie's yard to avoid hitting someone, but... I do hear about a lot of close calls, but
I'd like to know how many accidents we've had.
We can find out. I can look that up and have them back.
I mean, it is a challenging intersection for sure. You're sitting there and you're wondering if somebody does come flying over that, if they're not obeying the speed limit, you're right. You don't have much time. They come, that hill is right there when you look to the left.
I think what makes people go fast down over that hill, they're coming off the highway.
Right.
So why should they slow down? They come to the BP station, they keep right on going onto Main Street, and they can't take the foot off the gas pedal. And it's just bad.
Is the speed limit posted right there when you...
It's posted prior to the knoll, yep.
Yeah.
Minutes here. That's what we always call it, because the old timers on Chester Road, the Minutes used to live there, so the Minutes Hill. That's what we call it. It's where the phone office, your telephone office.
Yeah, the operator.
Yeah.
Does that date me?
I have to entertain a motion to adjourn him.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you all.
question over the short.
Yeah, go ahead. You can make it. See,